Hi, this is Michael Gray, also known as Billy Batson from Shazam, his TV series on CBS.
This is John Davey, Captain Marvel from Shazam.
And you're listening to Comic Book Central,
where comic books come to life.
Hey there, fans of the spandex set. Welcome to Comic Book Central, where comic books come to life. I'm your host, Joe Stuber, bringing you a bonus episode of Comic Book Central this week, and it is a Comic Book Central first and a Comic Book Central exclusive. It is the reunion 40 years in the making. In just a few moments, I will be reuniting two of the stars of the Shazam television series. First time they've worked together since the last episode of Shazam aired back in 1976. I was in front of my television then. I'm in front of my television now here in the lair. In just a few minutes, Michael Gray, who played Billy Batson, and John Davey, the captain himself, Captain Marvel, they are going to be here. We are going to be doing a commentary on a classic episode of the Shazam television series. This episode was handpicked by Michael and John. It's from season two. It's called Goodbye, Packy. Now, bit of a spoiler in the title there, but rest assured, it is not as dire as you might think. It's actually a sweet story. Guest stars Conlon Carter as Bob Rose, Shannon Terhune as Kathy Rose. Kathy Rose has a wolf as a pet, as you might think, it's Packy. Not the best idea, as you'll see if you've seen the episode or if you're about to see the episode. So we're going to watch that episode together, comment on it as we go along. So glad you could join us today for this very special episode of Comic Book Central that's coming up in just a few minutes. Now, as regular listeners of this show know, this is not the first time that Michael and John have joined me here in the lair. In fact, I've recorded several Shazam-themed episodes over the past couple of years, as well as some interviews with the cast members from Shazam's companion show, The Secrets of Isis. So you can find those episodes on the website. If you haven't heard them already, be sure to go check them out after today's show. Comicbookcentral.net. You can stream the episodes on the website. You can download them there. Or you can get them on iTunes. Subscribe to the show. You get every episode that way. If you wouldn't mind while you're there in iTunes leaving a review, that's always helpful. That helps get the word out. And also people just checking the show out for the first time, they can kind of see what it's about by your positive comments. So if you can take a minute, do that. I can really appreciate it. Blueberry Stitcher, you can also find Comic Book Central there if you don't use iTunes. Now, how do you find the Shazam Isis interviews? Well, you can go through the archive at the website. You can go through those. But an easier way, the complete episode guide can be found on the Comic Book Central Facebook page. It's at facebook.com/Comic Book Central Network. You can find it there in the About section. You go back and find out all these different episodes. But even easier, I'm going to listen for you right now. So here you go. Jackson Boswick, Captain Marvel from the first season and the beginning part of season two. His interview is on episode 9. Michael Gray, my chat with Michael, that can be found on episode 10. So you got back-to-back episodes there. Then a threefer from the episode Thou Shalt Not Kill, actress Pamela Ferdin. She joined me on episode 81. Isis herself, the superhero, Joanna Cameron, in a rare interview. Episode 82, I spoke with Joanna on that episode. Also, season 2 and season 3, Captain Marvel, John Davey. He's going to be along in just a few minutes. I spoke with John back on episode 83, so you got three episodes in a row right there. Also, even more goodness, the great team of 70s crime solvers. They helped Isis out each and every Saturday morning as Rick Mason and Cindy Lee, Brian Cutler and Joanna Pang. They joined me for episode 95. So a ton of conversations out there. Those awesome episodes are out there. Again, if you haven't heard them, by all means, after today's show, go download them, check them out. You're really going to enjoy them. Today, a special treat. First time for me doing a commentary. I think it's the first time for my guests as well. So experimental phase here at Comic Book Central. You're here from the beginning, so you're going to see how it launches. I hope you enjoy it. We're going to record this commentary for this episode, Goodbye, Packy. Now, if you don't have the Shazam DVD box set, that's where we're going to be watching this from, you can still have fun listening to us talk about the show, their time filming the show, but really you're going to get the most enjoyment if you watch the episode along with us. You can get the box set at the Warner Archive at wbshop.com. You're going to find two versions there. Now, they're both the same DVD sets. They just have different artwork. We're going to talk about that on today's show as well. So get it there, wbshop.com. Man, it's just a good set to have if you want some classic family-friendly superhero fun. Who doesn't want that? That's what we're going to have today. And without further ado, take it away, Billy Batson. Shazam! As I mentioned, we're trying something new here on Comic Book Central, the first ever Comic Book Central commentary. I can't think of a better show than Shazam to start this new adventure for this show. Can't think of two better individuals to have by my side. They're always there in the nick of time. I want to welcome in the stars of Shazam, of course, Michael Gray and John Davey. Gentlemen, welcome back to Comic Book Central.
Good to be back. Thanks, Joe. Hey, John.
Hey, Mike.
Why am I sure you're there?
Okay, here's what I got to ask. Does something weird happen if you're both in the same place at the same time? Because this doesn't seem right. You guys shouldn't be talking at the same time, right?
We actually did a personal appearance together in Chicago at the same time.
Okay, how far back are we going? Is this back in the day or recent?
Back in the day,
and people were confused, right, John?
People were really confused because we both showed up at this some sort of a major opening of a mall or something.
Oh, and wow.
They trotted us both out there, and the little kids were going like, what? What?
You just blew their minds.
Yeah. All the little teeny bopper girls were quite happy because Mike was there. But the littlest one, the little guys, they were confused.
Okay. They're like, okay, you're cool, but why is he here? And the girls, like, they don't care. They don't care. Teen idol.
Michael's there. They don't care.
Teen idol. They were screaming. Okay. Well, how did you have to explain it to them somehow? Or did you, like, come up with some, like, by the power of Shazam, it can happen?
I think we just ignored it, basically, don't you, John?
Yeah, I think we did. We just kind of clowned around and enjoyed, you know, visiting with them and, you know, kidding around with little guys and stuff and just sort of pulled it off somehow.
Did you guys go in costume?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course we did. Oh, my God.
Yeah, John, well, yes, I couldn't.
Okay.
I was in costume, yeah.
So, Michael, you didn't have the red shirt with the yellow collar?
I had a red shirt with a pair of blue jeans. For some reason, looking back now, I was not allowed to wear the actual costume I wore on the show, but a red long-sleeve T-shirt and a pair of blue jeans was okay.
That was okay. That's pretty much what you wore on the show, though, right?
Yeah, but there's no yellow collar. So.
Oh, well, of course. That makes complete sense, then, in the world of Filmation. Oh,
right.
So that was the last time the two of you got together?
No, we got together after that. We were at Les's once.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But, I mean, publicly, as a public appearance, though, like, you guys, that was it.
Oh, that was it.
That was it. We did, I think, one, right, John?
Yep.
That's amazing. Well, this
looking
that was
back it. At it. Looking okay. back at it, I think I could have explained that situation with both of us being there at the same time if I just denied the fact that I even knew him. That way, I could have just said he's just some guy who wandered in off the street, you know?
That all the girls were freaking out over.
Yeah, they just happened to be freaking out over him. They didn't care if he was Billy Batson or who. He was Michael to them.
Man, okay, so this is really a Comic Book Central exclusive, then, to get the two of you together. This is my fanboy's dream come true. I really appreciate you both doing this. We both chatted on Comic Book Central previously, all three of us. Let's find out what you're up to now. John, still in retirement? You're still retired?
Still retired.
You haven't stopped smiling?
Haven't stopped smiling once since I retired.
How are the fish biting?
Not so good.
Okay.
But I always give them a second chance.
As Captain Marvel would do. Michael, now thank you so much, too, for you were season one of Comic Book Central, year one, one of the earliest episodes we had. You've been busy since then. Tell our listeners, catch us up on what you've been up to recently, because we've absolutely heard you recently.
I'm doing a few things, and I sort of retired as well, but let's go back a little bit. Several years ago, my stepson called me and said, you know, you're on Archer tonight. They're talking about you. I said, what are you talking about? He said, no, they talked about you on Archer tonight. So I wanted to see what he was talking about, so I
checked it out, and the next Archie was, that episode was playing in 2 days, so I watched it. I almost fell off the couch. Turns out Adam Reed, the creator of Archer, was a big Shazam fan, huge Shazam fan. And Archer was lying out by the pool with his girlfriend Lana and said, what was the name of that guy from the Shazam Isis Hour? I said, Michael Gray. That's it, Michael Gray. So I thought, okay. So I took advantage of that, and I got hold of Adam, and Adam ended up writing a part for me. So I did 2 episodes that were on the air, actually, Jurassic Voyage 1 and Jurassic Voyage Part 2. And then they did a 3rd episode that was only on the DVD. And it turns out today I was over at a store and I bought the DVD for Season 6. And I'm in that as well. I'm playing myself. I always played Michael Gray.
TV's Michael Gray. Yeah.
TV's Michael Gray.
I think that's
and Archer was a big fan. Of course, they walked in. Who's Michael Gray? What do you mean? That's Billy Batson. So...
He's incredulous. The fact that, like, nobody, it's like, why wouldn't you know who TV's Michael Gray is?
Exactly. That's pretty much what he said.
Yeah.
From the Brian Keith show. And he said, why wouldn't you know Brian Keith's show? The same thing. So I don't know if I'm going to do more Archers. I have no idea. That's up to Adam and his pals. I did a small movie called Surge of Power, which is it's sort of a spoof on superheroes.
Yeah.
And they did a sequel to it, and I did that. I'm supposed to do sequel number 3, but that won't be for another year or so. And we're all waiting for Shazam the movie. I think John's waiting for it, too. We have no idea what's going to happen with that. I was friends with the Osbournes down in L.A., and one of their assistants told me, probably going on 14 years now, that they were doing a Shazam movie, which I knew nothing about. And I checked it out, so we're going on 12, 13, or 14 years now. They've been rewriting it, doing it over again. And now Warner Brothers and New Line own it, and Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is playing Black Adam in it, and they're supposed to start shooting next year for a release date in April of 2019,
yeah.
Supposedly. But again, we're talking 13, 14 years.
Well, and it's one of those characters that I think, you know, of course you have Superman, you have Batman, you have Spider-Man. I mean, those are the easy ones to go to. But it always seems like Wonder Woman, Captain Marvel, some of these characters, they were tougher not to crack when you're going. Now, you got Guardians of the Galaxy. You've got, you know, talking raccoons with machine guns. You've got, you know, Ant-Man. It's everything's a comic book property now. So it's like, of course, they're going to do this. So we know friend of the show, Michael Uslan. He's producing, I believe. And I think you've had a conversation with him at one point, didn't you?
I did down at Comic-Con in 2012.
Yeah.
He was down there. We started talking and... He's still involved in the movie, no question about it.
Yeah.
And he's so successful with all of his Batman movies. Nice guy. And rumor has it, I'm going to have a cameo in it, but I don't believe anything until I see it.
That's you and most guests on this show. They say they'll believe it when the check clears. And
yeah, my invitation to be in the movie must have got lost in the mail somehow.
I can't believe they're not going to have Captain Marvel. Look, here's my deal. Okay, This is obviously going to happen. You know, they've talked about the movie's going to happen. They'd be crazy not to have you guys in as a cameo. May I throw my pitch out there to you guys? Throw it out there in the ether,
sure.
And then if we see it out there. Look, I'm thinking, we've seen in Man of Steel where the battle gets taken to Smallville, and they just basically destroy Smallville, and they keep crashing through the Sears department store while they're there. Why not have Black Adam and Shazam, Captain Marvel, going at it? They crash down into like a used car lot, and there's an RV right there. And there's some guys haggling over the price of an RV.
Perfect.
There you go. And then all of a sudden, like maybe the salesperson is Jackson Bostwick, and maybe he's not making the deal, closing the deal. He gets tapped on the shoulder, and in comes John Davey. What do you guys think?
Yay. Or vice versa.
Should we reverse history here?
Sure.
Jackson comes in and takes your place?
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, so if that happens, if we see that in 2019, we'll know where it all started. So, very cool.
I'm all for it. I'm in.
You guys are out there. You're active on Facebook. There's all these fan groups out there, the Shazam Isis fan groups on Facebook. You guys are active in those. You're posting all the time. Michael, your website as well. Let's get that in here as well, so we know where to find you online.
Well, yeah, I've got the fan pages are all over the place, but it's michaelgraytv.com is my website. My wife actually designed it a few years ago, and I get a lot of hits, but more on Michael Gray Shazam or Michael Billy Batson Gray. and the two websites for Shazam, the fans of Shazam Isis Hour and the Shazam Movie Group, and there's a third one as well, fans of the 70s. So all these pages are just all over the place with Shazam, and John's everywhere. They're talking about John all over the place, and Jackson and myself. So it's something that's resurrected itself. I never thought this would happen 40 years later. I never did.
We love the show. And I'm telling you what, it's a real treat for listeners today, especially a real treat for me. If I could go back in time and tell 8-year-old Joe that one day he would get to watch this very episode with Billy Batson and Captain Marvel, I'm afraid that poor kid's head would explode. So at the very least, he would spill his bowl of Captain Crunch cereal over the living room floor. This is very cool. I appreciate you guys taking the time to do this today. We've been talking about it. Let's get to it. We've been posting about it. I got my bowl of Captain Crunch cereal right here with me. I've got my DVD box set of Shazam.
As do I.
Mine has the incredible artwork by legendary DC artist Jerry Ordway on it. Beautiful
mine does
set.
Too.
Okay. That John, which one do you have? Do you have the standard set or do you have the Ordway set?
No, I have the one you guys got, I think.
With the order, yeah, I think that's the one to get. Yeah, I think that's the one to get. They're all on sale. WBShop.com. I think they're on sale as we record this, which is actually pretty cool. You can save like $5 or $6 on it. Go get it. The artwork is beautiful. Of course, the standard set has Michael, Les Tremaine, Jackson Boswick on the front. So you can go either way with that. This is disc 3, and I threw this out to you guys. You picked this episode, John, Michael. Which episode did you guys go with?
Goodbye, Packy.
Season 2, Episode 5. It first aired October 4th, 1975. Directed by Arnold Levin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Written by Bill Dantch and Jim Ryan, who I also believe wrote several Season 1 episodes as well, right?
Correct.
Okay, so some good history with the writers here on the show. All right, here's how we're going to do this. We've got our DVD sets. We've got the discs in. We're going to go through this. Basically, you pop that in, you got the menu there, you've got the whole list on the right-hand side of all the episodes on disc 3. It's Goodbye, Packy. So you see the play-all, there's Double Trouble next, and then Goodbye, Packy there. So just get that red cursor next to Goodbye, Packy. So we're going to go down to that. And then I'll count it in. I'll do 3, 2, 1, play, and then on play, we'll hit it, the listeners will hit it, you just hit play, and we'll launch the episode, and we'll watch it together. How's that sound?
I'm ready.
That sounds good, but don't forget we have to respect our elders.
Yeah, John's unreal to real.
We have a technophobia here.
John is. I think yeah. John, I was going to go VHS, Michael. You went real to real.
It's actually Betamax. But
we'll take good care of you, John. We'll take good care. Hey, look, okay. Captain Marvel took care. Okay. Captain Marvel took care of us all these years. We're going to take care of Captain Marvel today.
Okay.
All right, so in 3, 2, 1, play.
Got it. The lights, the brazier is going off.
Yep. Is everybody rolling?
There's the elders.
I'm the elders are now.
I got the elders going. How about Michael?
There's Michael.
I got the brazier going.
All right.
Solomon Hercules.
There, Mike's just putting his helmet on.
Yes, he is.
I got Les and me.
Oh, the great Les Tremaine. The great Les Tremaine. I mean, talk a little bit about working with him. I mean, he was just, he was Hollywood royalty, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. When I first found out we were working with Les Tremaine, I was thrilled because he was doing radio before there was movies. You know?
Yeah. It was just.
I just said Shazam, by the way, and turned into John. Yep, John's fine.
There's John. I just saw myself.
A freshly shaved John Davey, correct?
Yeah, clean shaven.
You had
a
mustache.
We both had dark hair back then.
Mm-hmm.
John, they pulled you in pretty last minute here, didn't they? I think one of your earliest episodes.
I think if they hadn't been in such a hurry to fill the spot, I don't think I would have got the job.
Sometimes things work the way they're supposed to work.
Yeah.
Things happen for a reason, supposedly.
They do. So here we got, our great writers coming in on this. We do want to say the episode is called Goodbye, Packy, but it's not a sad episode. It's Packy will be okay, I'm going to tell you. Sometimes on these like Shazam Isis episodes with the animals, you never know what's going to happen. Hey, guys, talk about working with the great Conlon Carter. He plays Bob Rose here. We see him there as the dad. Boy, what a career this guy had. We know him from Combat. I think the TV series Combat.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. Dick Morrow, yeah.
Yeah, and I think he was nominated for an Emmy Award, too.
We had a lot of good talent on this show, even Dab's Greer going back. Amazing talent they hired for the show.
Oh, yeah.
The guest stars you guys had. Well, Shannon Terhune, she's there. We see her there. It's Kathy Rose and Packy. There's Packy. Hey, Packy.
There's Packy.
But the guest stars you guys had to work with. Talk about some of your favorites. I know you mentioned Danny Bonaducci before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a fun guy to work with. Andrew Stevens. He.
That's right.
Went on to have a pretty decent career.
That's right. And here is the great Les Tremaine. Oh, the great Les Tremaine. I love the comedy between you guys too. What's with all the always eating, Michael?
We actually did a talk show in L.A. We had to make a Shazam sandwich for the talk show. So we had it, and just like you're seeing right here, Les was ready to throw up. We took every letter from the word Shazam, and I had to pick something to make a sandwich with. Shazam salami, ham, artichokes. We made a Shazam sandwich. I thought Les was going to kill me because we had to eat it on the air.
Looked good to me. I had to pause to go get a sandwich when I watched that the first time.
It made me hungry. He's channeling Dagwood Bumstead there for a little bit.
Exactly, a Dagwood sandwich. Yep.
And here come the... Okay, now, any concern at this point? Because, we talk about the animation here. I hesitate to use the word animation. It's kind of like Filmation animation. It's a little, unmoving, but... any concerns there? I know as a kid, it never bothered me, but did you guys ever have any problems with that?
I didn't.
No problems here.
No, not here either. I mean, we did what we did. The show I thought was fun, and I never complained about anything. I never had any problems with anything.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Jackson always talked about how silly he thought that part was. You're on a budget. I mean, and you guys are cranking these out. Talk about the shooting schedule, because you guys are really... cranking these episodes out quickly, aren't you?
Two a week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, every 2.5 days. Sometimes you'd be given the wrong dialogue in the wrong show.
Are you serious? Okay, so basically, just to give the plot points here, Kathy Rose, she really shouldn't have Packy. He's Wolf. Was it the dog there, was it any wolf, or was it like purebred wolf?
I think it was part wolf. Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't look to me like it was a pure German Shepherd or pure.
Well, I do remember petting him, and my hands turned silver.
Oh, they painted Packy.
I'm not saying that. Maybe he was just using too much
sweating silver.
Yeah, just for men or something, or just for dogs. It was touch of gray, I think, a little bit.
Okay, I was. Well, the color did look a little off to me, but who knows? Going back all these years, but so she's got Packy here, and this is what I love about these episodes of Shazam. You always have, you have the animals, but then you always have the kid that thinks they know more than they actually know.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to straighten them out because she really shouldn't have a wolf. As a pet.
No.
That's true, but kids learn from experience, we try to teach them, they'll listen to us sometimes.
I couldn't understand why her dad let her have that wolf in the first place.
Well, we'll have to check with Conlon Carter. See what he says about that. You talk about even the great guest stars too. Michael, you got to work with Frank Coughlin Jr.?
Yep.
Okay, who actually played Billy Batson in the original serials, too.
He did. Yeah, we did a show at the L.A. County Zoo, and he was in that episode. It was pretty cool meeting him after all those years. And it was really cool because it was the first time I was taller than one of my co-stars.
Boy, look at you waddle up to that.
All right, so here we get... Okay, John, talk about your flying days, shooting the flying scenes.
Okay, they were...
You're banking well.
Yeah. Once they get me airborne, it's just getting me off the ground to have problems with.
Had you ever done anything like that before in your career?
No, that was a first. Yeah.
Cougar. There's always a cougar somewhere in just...
Yeah. You notice Captain Marvel always goes for the easiest mark, the dog, not the cougar.
He did. Well, yeah. Was there ever... They didn't talk about you actually being in a scene. I think, didn't Jackson... Wasn't there a scene with a lion where the lion actually tore his cape or something? And he was saying like he had to...
God.
Michael, do you remember that where Jackson got a little too close with the lion?
There was a scene with a lion. I don't remember his cape getting torn, but it's possible.
Okay, I think he had mentioned to me on the previous interview. Okay, now, John, did any of the Just for Men come off on your hands there?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Poor Packy. You know, I always, one of the things I liked about, because obviously the portrayals between the two Captain Marvels, completely different. Jackson, I always kind of saw him as that kind of hands on the hips, classic comic book pose, square jaw.
Yeah.
Well, you got your hands on your hips there.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
Okay, never mind.
Yep.
I'm completely wrong in everything I'm saying here. But I always kind of like John's, you know, like, I think the older I get and the more I watch these now as an adult, I kind of like John's performance in that, John, you kind of bring this quality of, like, you're almost exasperated with the kids. You know, almost like you're rolling your, like, really? Really, you're doing this? Did you kind of sense that when you were there? Because you sort of brought, like, more of a good old boy charm to it.
Yeah, no, I think Jackson and I both had a different approach to the character. I think if I had to choose between the two of us, I'd like him better. He was sleeker, more, he seemed to hit his marks more smoothly. I kind of waddled up to the launching pad there, and I was usually losing altitude before I even got off the ground.
All right, here we see Michael. Now Michael's remembering what the lesson he was taught.
Always. Yeah, I'm looking at my hands now. They're gray.
Michael Gray, literally. Do you recall where you shot this? Are these all like sort of similar areas where you guys were shooting these? Because I mean, you're cranking these out so fast. They had to be like similar areas.
We were all over the valley, the North Valley, the East Valley, Vasquez Rocks. We were everywhere, basically, shooting at Indian Dunes, Bronson Canyon. We never shot anything indoors, really, except... the blue screen and whatnot.
We shot
when John was playing, for example.
We shot some up there in, down there in San Pedro Harbor, and we also...
Oh, yeah, San Pedro as well, right.
And we shot some up in Ventura.
Paradise Cove.
Yeah.
I still think Mentor was the wizard.
Yeah.
I still think that, the wizard Shazam. I don't know if they've ever... That was never, like... canon in the show, right?
No.
Okay.
It was not.
But is that the sense that you got when you were shooting it, that he was the wizard Shazam?
I had a feeling, yeah. Okay. I really did, but it never brought that to surface.
Okay. Boy, it would have been nice if we had explored that a little bit better.
Yep. Let me talk about it in the movie.
There's got to be like Tremaine Boulevard or something. We always see these, you know, these little cameos. They got to work something in there.
Oh yeah,
yeah, really.
And I don't know who. Again, we talked about this before, but I don't know who detailed the RV. But really, just giving your identity away right there. Come on.
Yeah, nobody's gonna notice the Shazam logo in front of a Winnebago or Open Road, whatever. Open Road, yeah. No one's gonna notice that.
Not at all. Nobody. Well,
are those guys?
We never picked it
sort
up.
Sort of obvious.
Maybe these guys driving around with the Shazam logo on the front.
I wonder what happened to that old rig.
Did they ever make personal appearances with it, or did they? Yeah, like, did you ever find out what happened to it, or did you ever drive around with the RV and, like, you know, open malls and stuff?
No,
not me.
Nope, not me either.
There's gonna have to be an RV in the movie. That we're gonna have to see that somewhere. And I always like and I like how they. It's interesting how the Warner Archive. Included the bumpers, these little bumpers in between the episodes. But man, it would have been nice if they had included the morals.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah, in the episode, instead of having it as a, like, you have to play all feature to get to them. Oh. And Michael's eating again. Okay, what are we eating now, Michael?
Again.
Whatever Les decided to make. I mean, you know, it's tough on the road.
How did
I think it was squirrel stew there, possibly, you know.
How could these two guys do all the eating and I'm the one that got fat?
And you never saw us in the market, I don't think.
I think, didn't you guys have, like, pizza in a cup at one point or something? I think it was, like, pizza in a cup or...
We did.
Oh. You could have marketed Shazam
Pizza. Well, it's better than what they were serving on the set. So.
Somebody, I think that was one thing Jackson said, was that the ISIS crew seemed to have better catering. Is that an accurate reflection?
I don't recall. I mean, I heard people complain about it, but, you know.
Well, they owned it.
You're hungry, eat it.
Yeah, they owned
ISIS. I had no complaints about it.
They owned the ISIS
obviously.
Show. So. Well, you know. Now, see, you say that, but I'm telling you what. You strike a pretty formidable Captain Marvel there. It was, look, when I was eight, that kept my interest going.
Jackson was built for speed. I was built for comfort.
Jackson did.
You were
have
built
that,
for hitting.
I noticed, especially with John's episodes, he lifts more rocks. There's always like more rocks being lifted, and like there's like this this bulk throwing things around. You know, you kind of like
you know,
a good
John
old
boy. John was a heavyweight fighter, right, John?
That's right.
I do. We talked about that on the episode. So yeah, he kind of brought that to it. So
I remember he told me he fought. You would train with Joe Frazier? You fought with Joe Frazier?
Well, I sparred with him. Luckily, I never actually had to go the real route with him. But
no, you won't mind do that.
He was problematic enough just sparring.
Now, you weren't allowed to hit on Shazam, though, correct? I mean, that was kind of a rule.
Right.
I'm sorry?
You couldn't actually hit the bad guys on Shazam or throw a punch. That was
there couldn't be any actual overt violence.
Just helping the kids.
No,
and of course,
the kids show. No.
Well, we talked about you guys even had a child psychologist on the set too, right?
We did. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Michael, you and I talked about this before too. Like some of the stuff today is, you know, I like my comic book stuff, but it's some of the stuff so dark. This is really, you can pop the DVD and really watch it with the whole family. I mean, we've got. It's kids and animals and, you know, teaching morals.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, one other thing I noticed.
Yeah, TV was a little different back then. A lot more directed towards family.
One thing I noticed as I was watching this episode, too, when you're thinking back, Michael, with your, like, thinking back on the elders and all these different, you play it as if you have the weight of the world on your shoulder. I mean, is that sort of how you played it? I mean, almost every scene, it's like, oh, you've got this tremendous weight. Yeah. You know, like
well, look, he's waiting in the wings. I got to say Shazam. I got a guy like John waiting behind me, you know. So
yeah,
and he'd be off camera going, will you hurry up? I want to get on camera. So I'd have to, you know. I don't want to get pushed around by John Davey.
You do not. Although you did put a boulder on his car one time.
That's true.
It wasn't really a boulder. It was a big rock, you know.
It was a boulder.
John, did you ever get him back for that prank?
We a lot in the set, obviously.
When you see a rock on top of your brand-new car, it's a boulder.
John, did you ever get
him
back for that?
There was a piano blanket between the rock and the car. We just put it on the car. It was, you know.
Yeah, they were.
I put a boulder, a rock in Les Tremaine's backpack. He didn't know it. He carried a backpack most of the time.
Man.
He didn't see it. I stuck a rock in it, probably about a 20-pound rock. And he's, Jesus, why is this thing so damn heavy? And then he opened it up and realized I stuck a rock in there.
You see, Joe, what Les and I had to put up with.
You need to teach them some morals, like treat others as you would like to be treated.
Treat your elders like elders.
With respect, that's right. Don't put a rock on their car.
Yeah.
Did you ever?
Yeah,
here's the balloon. Here's the balloon. All right, now see, this is, like, as we'll see this, I love the way John plays this too. And I don't know if it was intentional. I don't know if it was just how you play it. But boy, you just play it as if, like, what are you thinking? Why would you get in a balloon? Why would you have a wolf? And why would you, you know? And poor Packy. She's running away.
Yeah.
Michael, you've been out in the woods here for a while.
This is a tough shoot for you, Mike. You got a lot of running in.
I did a lot of running and a lot of shows. I really did.
He wanted more camera time, I think, right? Is that what I heard you just say?
No, I was just... They always had me running and doing something. Always.
Well, you used to be with the motorcycle in season one, right?
That's right. And they took it away.
Oh, see, just say Shazam. Was that always the thing? Is like you couldn't say Shazam unless it was just like absolutely necessary, right?
Pretty much so. Yeah, it was a last resort. If I couldn't handle it, I'd have to say Shazam and call him the captain.
Here we go.
That's it. There he is.
Here we go. And there he is. Here, hands on hips.
There he is. Amorphosis into John Davey. There I am. Mm-hmm. That's what I look like when I hit 40.
Now, see, you got some air on that one, John.
Oh, I'm telling you.
You did get some air on that one. Any mishaps at all? And again, I guess you wouldn't have said if you did have a mishap, because it may have been...
Only when he tore his tights one day, but that, you know, they had extra ones.
Did you actually tear your tights?
No, I never did. Did I?
I made that up.
Oh.
For the sake of the fans.
Too much of the lunch truck.
I'm not surprised. I'm kind of surprised they didn't tear.
Spandex. Nothing but spandex.
Yeah.
Well, see, now it would all be like a muscle suit, and, you know, you'd have all the leather and everything on, and, you know, you'd have... it's always cracks me when Adam West talks about being Batman. He's like, that's pure West. You didn't have any muscle suits to hide behind. You guys didn't have anything to hide behind back then.
No.
Nope.
This is just spandex. That's pure Davey right there.
Yeah, that's old Davey.
Bringing Kathy Rose, Shannon Terhune down to the earth. I just love looking at your face like, really? I've got to do this?
It's like John was doing time back then. Behind bars. Let me out.
Get down. And thanks, Captain Marvel. Like, you know, just especially in the ISIS episodes, because it's almost like Joanna Cameron has that same look, too. Like, really? It's almost like when the two of you get together. There's some good air by Packy there, too.
Yep.
Now there's a pose for you.
You did pose a lot more than I thought you did. Yeah, you did get your hands on your hips. Look at that.
There he is. Yep.
You're not messing around. I think she's learned a valuable lesson.
I think so, too.
I certainly hope so.
That's funny too. You know, when you watch this, I probably should have had my mom watch Shazam along with me as a kid, because maybe I could have convinced her to let me have a dog. Because I think when we come up the end here,
good idea. Wonderful creatures.
It was always, you know, you have to get your, you know, not when you get older, you can have your own house, you can have your own dog, but you know, here on Shazam, look what they're gonna bring. And there's where we get the title, Goodbye, Packy. So I said, look, Packy lived. He's off.
Yeah.
He's off in the zoo. He's going to be in the wild. And
it's a beautiful ending.
Kathy Rose gets a nice little critter out of it.
Now there's a puppy.
So what do you guys remember just working together on these episodes, and, again, working with the great Les Tremaine, and just sort of take us back to that era of just the fun that you guys had?
Well, John and I have a similar sense of humor, so we goofed around a lot, you know, not while we were working, but, you know, after we finished shooting or before we started shooting or in the evening, you know, personal appearances as well. You know, we had a lot of fun. It was a job. Yeah. We took it seriously, but we also know how to have fun, so it was great. He had a good personality and still does.
John, when you get to meet kids, I mean, when you get to meet kids as Captain Marvel, just how was that?
Oh, it was overwhelming. I mean, they just were completely thrilled, I guess.
Yeah, that just had to be a kick, especially the history of the character.
Yeah, and sometimes the kids would be very disarming, too. I think I told you during our last interview some of the things they'd come up with, reactions they could come up with that you didn't really expect, you know.
No, they thought you were Captain Marvel. I mean, that's, you know, You are our hero. You're both our heroes. And like I said, you know, when we look at these, you know, obviously with the Warner Archive, they didn't include the morals in the episodes. You could do a play all feature and watch them. You can, it's, you know, kind of a workaround that. So I wish they had kind of put those in, but I'm glad we do have the DVD box set after all these years to have it. Michael, do you, you got the moral for that episode?
Always I did. Yeah, and it's true. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember it's a very similar situation. I was in a park in Florida. I think I was probably 12 years old, and I saw a pigeon and I wanted it, and I tried to take it home with me. So basically, you know, yeah, the moral is, you know, a pet carries responsibilities. A lot of animals are supposed to be free. Well, this pigeon was supposed to be free. I stuck it under my windbreaker and brought it home on a bus. You see the thing fluttering under my jacket. I got it in the house and let it go. My mother was ready to kill me because she couldn't get it out of the house. And the bird had pooped all over me inside my jacket.
Oh my God.
It was selfish. I wanted to bring it home. But they have a right, the right of Mother Nature. They're born to be free. You're not supposed to take them home or, you know, take that freedom away from them, you know. So, perfect example was me and that stupid pigeon. I wanted it.
Is that your opinion, that poor pigeon?
If only you had Captain Marvel to teach you these morals when you were young.
Exactly. My father taught me the moral. You know, he popped me one. Get that bird out of the house.
Fathers didn't use too many words to get their moral across sometimes.
Not back then, no.
Captain Marvel was not allowed corporal punishment, but Michael Gray's dad was.
That's right.
That's true.
My dad was, too.
It got my attention real quick.
I'm glad I learned my morals from Shazam. I knew to respect the laws of nature, both for our sake as well as for our animal friends. And that is the moral. That is the moral of Goodbye, Packy. A great episode. I'm glad you guys picked this one. That was a fun one.
It was. I enjoyed it, and John enjoyed it, and you know, John did a good job in it, I think, and it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to that era. I mean, even these earlier episodes, I think, you know, John's kind of, you know, getting his boots straight, you know, in the role. But boy, that was just such an amazing job, because you really didn't miss a beat as you're going through here. We had a great Captain Marvel, we had a great Billy Batson, we had a great mentor. It's a show I remember. It's a show that's fondly remembered, even to this day. Again, we're talking about it all these years later. We're still talking about possibly a movie coming up, maybe seeing you guys in action again. This would be great. Look, on behalf of my listeners, I appreciate you guys taking the time. I appreciate the work you put into this.
Well, I appreciate
Thank you for having me. It was fun. I'm glad John and I got to work together again. I posted that a while ago, that John and I are working together again.
Yes. You're, well,
even briefly, it was fun.
Hopefully it's the first of several times that you guys will be working together again. You guys always have a home here on Comic Book Central. I would love to do some more of these as well. Even the ISIS episodes. Who knows? Maybe we can get Joanna Cameron. Maybe we can ring up Hawaii and bring Joanna Cameron, and that'd be classic as well. So, Michael, John, so glad we could get together today. It's a milestone for Comic Book Central. First commentary is locked down. It's done. We've got it. Again, hopefully this is the first of several times you guys get together. Hopefully on the set of the Shazam movie. That would be awesome.
That'd be great.
We'd love it. I hope it works out.
And thank you both so much for doing this for all of the Shazam fans out there.
Well, thank you,
Joe, thanks for having us on. And all you fans, thanks for listening. And John, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Mike. Absolutely. Thank you, Joe.
Well, there you have it, folks. The first Comic Book Central commentary. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I had a blast. I don't think it's going to be the last. Having a few conversations right now to see if I can do another one of these down the road. So keep tuned to the Facebook page and the show and Twitter and everything, and you'll find out. But if you like today's commentary, let me know about it. You can email me, joe@comicbookcentral.net. You can click the Signal Me tab on the website, comicbookcentral.net. Tell me what you thought about today's bonus episode of the show. As we mentioned today, Michael and John, as well as some of the other cast members of Shazam and ISIS, they're pretty active on Facebook, so be sure to go check them out there. Let them know how much you enjoyed hearing them get back together after all these years. That was fun. That was amazing. And you know, you never know. We might see them together again as well in the movie. So, man, how awesome would that be? Oh, can't wait for that movie to come out. Hopefully they get a cameo in that as well. I'll put some links to the things we talked about today, including how to get the Shazam DVD box set from the folks at Warner Archive. I'm going to put those links in the show notes for this episode at my website, comicbookcentral.net. Again, huge thanks to Michael and John for joining me on the show today, doing this commentary, bringing the thunder and the lightning, for joining me today on this very special episode of Comic Book Central. Now, in addition to the links that I mentioned, I'm going to be putting up there something else you'll find on my website, links to the Comic Book Central Facebook and Twitter feeds, and again, the means to contact me. You can click the Signal Me tab or send me an email, joe@comicbookcentral.net. Also, you'll find a link to subscribe to the show on iTunes. All those are going to be at the website. You subscribe to the show, you're not going to miss a moment of the fun, including the very next episode of Comic Book Central, which drops in just 2 days. It is right around the corner. It is going to be another superhero extravaganza. Time to go web swinging with Spider-Man. From Spider-Man the Animated Series, actor Christopher Daniel Barnes. He's going to be sitting down with me in the lair to talk about all things Spidey, from his time portraying the wall-crawling wonder to his turn to the dark side as Electro on the current, no pun intended, on the current Spidey show, Ultimate Spider-Man. That chat is right around the corner. I know you're not going to want to miss that one. Subscribe to iTunes, you won't miss it. Until then, remember those morals that Billy Batson and Captain Marvel taught us. Keep reading those comics, and thanks for joining me here in the lair. Comic Book Central, where comic books come to life. This podcast is intended for entertainment and education purposes only. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of Comic Book Central and is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivations 3.0 imported license. All other content and names are registered trademarks and copyrights of the respective holders.
And now, back to Shazam!
Having a pet can be a lot of fun, but it does carry responsibilities. And some animals are born to be free. To deprive them of that right is selfish. So we must all understand and respect the laws of nature, both for our sake as well as for our animal friends.